the rest of the story. You know the Judy Garland movie, the musical Meet Me in St. Louis? There really was a World's Fair in St. Louis in 1904. This was not a part of that, but there was by coincidence in St. Louis that same year something that sports aficionados agree was probably the funniest foot race in history. A long-distance foot race, such as belongs in a musical comedy. For much of the humor, we owe the fact that St. Louisans just plain did not know how to stage a marathon. You see, the 40,000-meter course was laid out over steep hills and dusty roads, made dustier still by a swarm of vehicles carrying physicians and race judges and journalists, and half of those wagons and bicycles and horseless carriages were leading the runners, blowing the dust back in the faces of the runners. But what was amusing about the 19-4 foot race was a visiting New Yorker named Fred Lorz, L-O-R-Z. Now, Fred was a bright young man, at least bright enough to realize that to win such a brutal race would be more physically punishing than it was worth. For indeed, the planners had scheduled the event during the hottest hours of the afternoon, with temperatures in the 90s, and the only water available to the runners was from a well 12 miles from the starting and finishing points of the race. So after about 9 miles of eating dust and exhaust fumes, Fred Lorz, parched and cramping, dropped. He just sat down by the roadside, and he waved to the other runners as they passed by. But when the sweating, gasping, coughing procession was out of sight, Fred got an idea. He hitched a ride with the next automobile that came along, and soon he was overtaking his fellow competitors, grinning and waving to them from the passenger seat of an open car. In minutes, the runners were out of sight once more, only this time they were behind Fred. But then guess what happened? Less than 5 miles from the finish line, the car in which Fred Lorz had hitched a ride, the car broke down. So Fred, now refreshed, got out, resumed the race. Minutes later, purely as a joke, he ran triumphantly into the midst of the assembled as the apparent victor. Alice Roosevelt, daughter of the president, was there to greet him. The crowd cheered, and just as the winner's trophy was about to be presented to hitchhiker Fred, the real winner of the race stumbled into the throng. He was Thomas Hicks, a British-born brass worker from Cambridge, Massachusetts, had been given painkillers by his trainer to enable him to finish the marathon, but finish he did, and at once all eyes turned to Fred. Well, now you and I know that Fred was only kidding, but the Amateur Athletic Union was not amused. In fact, they promptly slapped Fred with a lifetime suspension from all such events, and it was due only to the sympathetic testimony of his rivals that the ban was quickly rescinded. Fred Lorz was more than a joker. He was a real athlete. Matter of proof, the following year, 1905, he won the prestigious Boston Marathon without the aid of an automobile. And yet, if St. Louis's funny foot race of 1904 proves anything, it's how far we have come and how seriously we have learned to take ourselves in a comparatively short time. You see, that 40,000-meter race, that marathon, was but one of many amateur athletic contests held in St. Louis in 1904, not as part of the World's Fair, but events that combined to comprise, quote, the games of the Third World Olympiad. That's right. Fred had hitched a ride in our country's first ever Olympics. Now you know the rest of the story.